Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jock Peterson. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Bryant. Batting third. The third baseman, Matt Duffy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Anthony Rizzo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wilson Contreras. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, David Bote. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jason Hayward. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ildemaro Vargas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eric Sogard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Adbert Alzolay. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Bowers. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Franmil Reyes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Josh Naylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harold Ramirez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andres Jimenez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Austin Hedges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Shane Bieber. And now, play ball. Jock Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive towards the mound. Bieber makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bryant hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Bryant is out. Two outs. Matt Duffy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bowers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Bryant makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Rizzo is safe at second with a double. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Contreras hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rizzo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. David Bote is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Bote is on with a walk. Contreras moves to second. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayward is hit by the pitch. Contreras moves to third. Bote moves to second. Hayward is on first. Ildemaro Vargas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vargas strikes out swinging. One out. Eric Sogard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sogard hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs one, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosario strikes out swinging. One out. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reyes strikes out swinging. Two outs. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Naylor moves to second. Andrés Giménez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giménez hits a ground ball towards third. Duffy has it and steps on third to get the force on Ramirez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Indians nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jock Peterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Bieber throws to first, and Peterson is out. One out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Bryant is safe at second with a double. Matt Duffy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive towards first. Bowers makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hedges hits a ball towards first. Rizzo can't make the play in time. Hedges gets a base hit. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Indians nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Anthony Rizzo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rizzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Rizzo is on with a walk. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Contreras is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Contreras hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rizzo moves to second. David Bote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bote hits a ground ball in front of the plate. Hedges throws to third to get Rizzo. Contreras moves to second. Bote is on first. One out. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hayward is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayward hits a ground ball towards first. Bowers fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Contreras moves to third. Bote moves to second. Two outs. Ildemaro Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's Cubs, 1, Indians, 1. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a short pop-up towards third. Duffy makes the catch for the out. One out. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyes is 0 for 1 in the game. Reyes strikes out swinging. Two outs. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Naylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Naylor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Indians 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eric Sogard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sogard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sogard hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jock Peterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson strikes out swinging. 1 out. Chris Bryant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bryant is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Matt Duffy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. That is ball 4. Rizzo is on with a walk. Duffy moves to second. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Contreras is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Contreras hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. 1 out. Andrés Giménez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Giménez is 0 for 1 in the game. Giménez is hit by the pitch. Giménez is on first. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hedges hits a fly ball towards center. Bryant makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giménez, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Giménez scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Alzolay covering, and Bowers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. David Bote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bote strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hayward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayward hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hayward is safe at second with a double. Ildemaro Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vargas is 0 for 2 in the game. Vargas softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Bieber throws to first, and Vargas is out. Hayward moves to third. 2 outs. Eric Sogard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sogard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sogard strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Martini replaces Chris Bryant as left fielder batting second. Jock Peterson moves from left fielder to center fielder. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Duffy makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards center. Peterson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 0-for-2 in the game. Reyes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jock Peterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Peterson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Peterson. The throw from Hedges, and he's caught stealing. Martini strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Matt Duffy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Duffy moves to second on an error by Naylor. James Karinchak replaces Shane Bieber as pitcher. Anthony Rizzo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Rizzo hits a fly ball towards center. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Week replaces Adbert Alzolay as pitcher. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Naylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Week covering, and Naylor is out. 1 out. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive deep towards left. Martini makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andrés Giménez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giménez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Giménez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilson Contreras is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Contreras is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Contreras is on with a walk. David Bote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bote hits a fly ball towards right. Naylor is there to make the catch. 1 out. Jason Hayward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hayward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayward strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ildemaro Vargas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vargas is 0-for-3 in the game. Vargas hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vargas is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rex Brothers replaces Brad Week as pitcher. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hedges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hedges strikes out swinging. 1 out. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards center. Peterson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Luplo pinch hits for Jake Bowers batting second. Jordan Luplo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Emmanuel Clase replaces James Karinchak as pitcher. Josh Naylor moves from right fielder to first baseman. Jordan Luplow moves from pinch hitter to R. Eric Sogard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sogard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Right fielder. Sogard strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jock Peterson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peterson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball towards short. Jimenez can't make the play in time. Peterson gets a base hit. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martini is 0-for-1 in the game. Martini hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Peterson moves to second. Matt Duffy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Duffy hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.